Vayikra, Leviticus, chapter 15. And Yahuwah spoke to Moshe and to Aharon, saying,
Speak to the children of Israel, and say to them, When any man has a discharge from his flesh, his discharge is unclean. And this is his uncleanness in regard to his discharge. Whether his flesh runs with his discharge, or his flesh is stopped up by his discharge, it is his uncleanness. Any bed becomes unclean on which he who has the discharge lies, and any object on which he sits becomes unclean. And anyone who touches his bed has to wash his garments, and shall bathe in water, and be unclean until evening. And he who sits on any object on which he who has the discharge sat has to wash his garments, and shall bathe in water, and be unclean until evening. And he who touches the flesh of him who has the discharge has to wash his garments, and shall bathe in water, and shall be unclean until evening. And when he who has the discharge spits on him who is clean, then he shall wash his garments, and shall bathe in water, and be unclean until evening. Any saddle on which he who has the discharge rides becomes unclean. And whoever touches any of that which was under him is unclean until evening. And he who is carrying them up has to wash his garments, and shall bathe in water, and be unclean until evening. And anyone whom he who has the discharge touches without rinsing his hands in water shall wash his garments, and bathe in water, and be unclean until evening. And the earthen vessel which he who has the discharge touches has to be broken, and every wooden vessel has to be rinsed in water. And when he who has a discharge is cleansed of his discharge, then he shall count for himself 7 days for his cleansing, and shall wash his garments, and shall bathe his flesh in running water, and be clean. And on the eighth day he takes for himself 2 turtle doves or 2 young pigeons, and shall come before Yahuwah to the door of the tent of appointment, and shall give them to the Kohen. And the Kohen shall prepare them, the one as a sin offering, and the other is a burnt offering. And the Kohen shall make atonement for him before Yahuwah because of his discharge. And when a man has an emission of semen, then he shall wash all his flesh in water and be unclean until evening. And any garment and any leather on which there is semen shall also be washed with water and be unclean until evening. And when a woman lies with a man and there is an emission of semen, they both shall bathe in water and be unclean until evening. And when a woman has a discharge, and the discharge from her flesh is blood, she has to be in her separation for 7 days. And whoever touches her is unclean until evening. And whatever she lies on during her separation is unclean. And whatever she sits on is unclean. And anyone who touches her bed has to wash his garments, and shall bathe in water, and be unclean until evening. And whoever touches any object that she sat on has to wash his garments, and shall bathe in water, and be unclean until evening. And if it is on the bed or on any object on which she sits, when he touches it, he is unclean until evening. And if any man lies with her at all, and her monthly flow is on him, he shall be unclean 7 days, and any bed he lies on is unclean. And when a woman has a discharge of blood for many days, other than at the time of her monthly separation, or when she discharges beyond her usual time of monthly separation, all the days of her unclean discharge shall be as the days of her monthly separation. She is unclean. Any bed on which she lies all the days of her discharge is to her as the bed of her monthly separation. And whatever she sits on is unclean as the uncleanness of her monthly separation. And anyone who touches them is unclean, and shall wash his garments, and shall bathe in water, and be unclean until evening. But if she is cleansed of her discharge, then she shall count for herself 7 days, and after that she is clean. And on the eighth day, she takes for herself 2 turtle doves or 2 young pigeons, and shall bring them to the Kohen to the door of the tent of appointment. and the Kohen shall prepare the one as a sin offering, and the other as a burnt offering, and the Kohen shall make atonement for her before Yahweh for the discharge of her uncleanness. Thus you shall separate the children of Israel from their uncleanness, lest they die in their uncleanness when they defile my Mishkan, which is in their midst. This is the Torah for one who has a discharge, and for him who emits semen and is unclean thereby, and for her who is sick in her monthly separation, and for one who has a discharge, either man or woman, and for him who lies with an unclean woman.